Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Beis Hashem, Shir Bitachon, Shir number 18. We're in the five conditions of Bitachon, the five Hagdamos to Bitachon, and we're up to the fourth one. The fourth one is obedience. Hagdama HaRaviyis, the fourth preface to Bitachon is Shetia Hashkachasei Chazaka, that a man wants his trust in Hashem to be strong. The shtadlus gedoyla, and he should exert himself intensely, lekayim mashechivay by habayrei mahavaydasei, to do everything he can to fulfill which his creator charged him to do in his service, velasis mitzvaysav, to carry out Hashem's commandments, velizar mashehizidu mimenu, and to guard against all that Hashem has forbidden. Just as he wants the Creator to agree to his wishes, for that he trusts him. So if you expect Hashem to do what you trust him for, it's up to you to exert yourself to find favor in the eyes of Hashem by doing his service. And if you're not going to do what pleases Hashem, it's going to be like somebody going to try to get a favor and at the same time doing things that you know that person doesn't like. In a regular human being, you're not going to get the favor. So with Hashem, you need to try as much as possible to do things that please Hashem so you can reasonably hope that he'll carry out your wishes. And Hashem does special favors even to Rishayim, who place their trust in him. Of course, with the hope that they do tshuva, and if they don't, there's consequences for their behaviors. But the idea of pleasing Hashem, wanting to find favor in the eyes of Hashem, that's part of the obedience concept here. As much as possible, try to fulfill everything you can, even more than what other people do. Show Hashem that you trust in him, and that's why you're serving him more. So you're serving him to get a benefit, don't worry about that. Avigdor Miller talks about that. As long as you're relying on Hashem, and you're serving Hashem, you're trying your best to do all the mitzvahs, and staying away from sins, following the correct path, you're in the right direction. It is a very important step to please Hashem. Do everything you can to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. Our lives depends on Hashem's favor on us. We should always be thinking about what it takes to gain his favor. A real Baal Batochen wants to make the best impression that you can on Hashem. Of course, it has to be internal, not external. But it's the opposite of carelessness. If you're careless in doing things, and sometimes you overstep your bounds, it shows that you're not a real Baal Batochen, because a genuine Baal Batochen tries his best to win Hashem's favor. It's one of the most basic foundations of Bitachin. You want Hashem to help you. You make it your business to be exceptionally energetic in fulfilling Hashem's will, doing your best to serve him. And that is very important aside. Kama she'amru Rabbi Seinu Zechreinim Lavracha, like HaChazal say, Asei Ritzainai Kiritzaincha, Kedei She'yase Ritzaincha Kiritzainai. Treat his will as if it's your will, so that he will treat your will as if it were his will. Meaning, if you want Hashem to fulfill your desires, do what he wishes. Desire what Hashem desires. What he says it's right. What he says it's good for you. What he says will make you well and make you successful. Think about what he wants from you. And you do your best to go ahead and serve Hashem and do it as best as possible. Another mimer is batal ritzaincha mipnei ritzainai kidei shivatal ritzainacher mipnei ritzainecha. Nullify your will before his will, so that he will nullify the will of others before your will. For example, if you dislike a Jew, but Hashem says, lo sisnes achicha bilvavecha, don't hate your brother in your heart. So if you do that, and you try your best to remove the hatred that you have for another person from your heart, then Hashem will suppress and nullify an antagonism that other people may have towards you. Do as I wish, and be in harmony with other Jews, then I will see to it that your fellow Jews will be in harmony with you. Even insects will have regard for you, which is a very interesting concept. Ramosha was like, people noticed that the mosquitoes didn't gravitate around him and didn't bite him. He said that when you try to do Hashem's will, Gam Oivav Yashlam Ita, even your enemies agree with you, which means he calls that even the mosquito. So that is the idea. Gavama HaKosef, Betach Hashem Vatzei Toiv, trust in Hashem and do good. Shchon Eretz, dwell in the world, Re'ei Emuna, and nourish yourself with faith. Va'aman, it says in Eicha, it's fascinating that Eicha Perek Gimel has a lot of psukim that have hope in it. Toiv Hashem l'koivav, Hashem is good to those who hope in him. L'nefesh tidrashenu, to those who trust in him, to the soul that seeks him. Hashem is the good to those who hope in him. L'nefesh tidrashenu, the soul that seeks him. You have to seek Hashem, study Hashem, learn his will, learn from his ways. But if you trust Hashem, but you rebel against him, he's foolish. How weak-minded is he in his understanding? Because he sees a relationship, a pattern that he's now violating. If someone is privileged to be, have some privilege over someone else. An example, let's say. He's told by a kind-hearted man that he could come by any time and draw water from the man's well. Or he could come to his house any time and use his machinery. He could use his computer. But when the kind-hearted man directs the person to do what he needs, or tells him not to do something, or he disobeys the order of the kind man, the agil imamana avrei amitzaysav, and it reaches the benefactor. So the kind-hearted man will say, "I can't do this anymore with you. I shower kindness upon you, and I ask you to do simple things for me, or don't violate certain things, and you violate it. You don't have regard for me, so I'll stop doing that favor." So this is the example. You give your friend certain privileges and they refuse to help you or comply with your request or whatever it is, there's a reason why you would withhold that favor going forward. That's normal human behavior. You lose interest in that friend. If you transgress the will of Hashem, and the mitzvahs he assigned to us, and about which he states that the hope of one who trusts him will be frustrated when a person disobeys it, Hashem says it openly. You want to find my favor, do my mitzvahs. So he's not considered one who trusts Hashem. If a person thinks he could do whatever he wishes and still get Hashem to do what he wishes him to do, that's a false kind of trust. It's like the pasuk says, what's the hope of a false person when he does a dishonest thing? When Hashem will take his life from him. A hypocrite will trust Hashem to give him continued life because up to now he favored him. But if he continues to disobey Hashem's will, the trust will be removed. Will Hashem listen to his cry? And Vama Yirmi has said it in Perek Zayin very poignantly. It says, "Agon naif, you steal, ratzayach, murder, knife, commit adultery, shavel hashekes, swear falsely." Va'am, and then it says, "Avosem," and then you come. Va'amadetem lefanei babayis hazashenikah shmi alav, and you stand before me in this house and ask me to give you a favor. Va'am ha'ma'aretz apritzim ha'ya babayis hazashenikah shmi alav. This house became a den of thieves. Meaning after you're doing all those negative things, you come here and expect I should listen to your prayers? So that's what he asks you. Put in the effort to do his will. We're not talking about being perfect. We're not talking about not making mistakes, normal, healthy struggles. Sometimes you fall short, you do tshuva on it. That's all part of life, that's fine. But yearn and strive to do his will. The one you trust implicitly is one that you cherish and you want to do his will. And it's natural to want to do that, and it's natural that one needs to do that. So that is the fourth Hagdama. The fifth Hagdama is cause and effect. he's going to explain that there's two types of ways Hashem runs the world. One way is through cause and effect. He hides, so-called, like behind the scenes. And sometimes it's open intervention. And we have to recognize Hashem works in both modes. And you need to serve Hashem in both modes. And we'll discuss that Be'ezras Hashem in the upcoming shir. But this shir is fascinating because bitachin, you know, this concept really that a bitachin helps even for a rasha. And we paskin like that. A rasha trusts Hashem implicitly, Hashem, and relies on him with complete reliance, Hashem will fulfill his request. He's not worthy. He'll comply with his request because he trusts in him. What about Schar Neinish? If he doesn't do tshuva, there are consequences. There's no question about that. But the pnimius of it, the internal aspects of it is that a Russia that has true bitachin ultimately will not become a Russia. Will not be a Russia much longer, because as his bitachin grows and his reliance grows, he realizes and he fulfills these conditions of loving Hashem and doing your best to please Him. Ultimately, he'll be drawn back to keeping Torah and doing mitzvahs based on this fourth Hagdama that we just described today. So this idea, which is very, very interesting, that when you do mitzvahs, and you're doing it because you're trusting Hashem, that's a big part of doing those mitzvahs. You love Hashem, you have a karas hatayv to Hashem, and you trust Him, and you do the will of the one you trust. Bracha v'atzlacha.